those lines and that transition defense drill. So hopefully we can really just pick up and we just kind of wipe the dust off and get back to where we were.
Quinn mentioned he was curious about how much rust you guys would have coming into the season. And with those defensive habits, from your perspective, how do you think?
I think going through the drills, we were really on point. We were really talking and we were focused. I think when you start to throw in scrimmaging and going live, that's when guys start to go back to their old instincts and old habits. And so that's something where it'll take a little bit of time to get people to trust everybody and get back to, you know, our principles on defense. But the first scrimmage today was pretty sloppy, and that's going to happen. Guys are playing hard, competing, trying to make the team. So we just need to be able to play fast, but slow down, and we'll be all right.
Dante was one of those keys to that defense last year. How's it going to? How are you going to have to adjust with that?
Well, we're just going to have to, you know, have other guys pick up for him. Can't really pick up his length or some of his speed on the defensive end. But you know, the system will stay the same, the principle will stay the same, and we got other guys that can step up.
You had several teammates come from the D League last year. Did you notice any particular appreciation from them of being able to play at this level after what they've been through?
You can tell they take pride in everything they do in practices, and they really work on their games. And it's a tribute to them to do that and to kind of make that step up. I mean, that's a hard thing to do, to kind of be stuck down there and work your way up and, you know, try to get a spot here on this team. And so, you know, really shows their work ethic, them being a professional.
Gordon, we just talked to Coach Snyder a bit about some big and small lineups, the league trending small, playing the right personnel. Is playing the four something that he's talked to you about at all? Is that something you'd potentially be comfortable with for longer stretches?
Yeah, no doubt I'd be comfortable with it. Wherever he wants to play me, I'll be comfortable. Going to be asked to do a lot of things this year. We are a really versatile team, and we got a lot of guys who can handle the basketball and initiate the offense and stretch the floor, and we can go two bigs. You know, we can put a huge lineup out there if we wanted to. So I really like, you know, the possibilities we have.
Quinn had talked about needing to find more isolation players. Is that a role you're comfortable moving into more and more late in games?
He talked about more isolation plays or players?
Players.
I'm comfortable closing. You know, something I talked about yesterday was being able to close games, and, you know, sometimes you need to be able to go to a guy and just tell him to get a bucket. So something that I've worked on, and hopefully we can see a little bit this year.
That's something that you worked on this summer in Indianapolis?
Yeah, it was. You know, working on post moves, on four lows, different situations where you can get the ball and really kind of just take advantage of your defender.
How do you work on closing in practice when it's not that same atmosphere of in a game with, you know, that same kind of feeling?
Right. It's never going to be the same. I mean, there's nothing like closing a game with 20,000 fans and everybody's, you know, watching you. So it's hard to emulate, but you kind of have to envision it in your mind. It's something that mentally you can just visualize and, you know, just continue to work on the same move over and over.
Matt, it's some coaches this year. Do you notice any change as a player? I mean, does it get more one-on-one time? I don't know, anything that
I think it's just more structure. They're more organized. They got guys doing different things. They're not asked to do multiple things. And so it's like boom, 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 boom. You know, this is what we're going to do. It needs to be ready. It needs to be sharp. And as a player, you appreciate that because that's what Quinn asks on us. He asks us to be sharp and play with pace, and he asks coaches the same thing. So it's cool to see that.
Can the pace of your offense be a little better than it was last year?
Something that we worked on today, actually. And we got to be able to take advantage of situations where we get stops defensively and we can get an easy bucket and get a wide open three, or not have to kind of go through our whole offense every single time. It's tough on you. It's tough on you when you have to shoot at the end of the shot clock. And I think we led the league in shots, or we were right around tops in the league in shots at the end of the shot clock. So something we worked on today, and really it's a lot about just reading the situation, reading the play, kind of knowing when to attack and things like that. So hopefully we'll be better this year.
What have you seen out of Howell so far?
Out of Howell, out of Wolfie. I've seen him make some extra nice plays. He's really good with his passes over the top. When he drives in there, he's got some good vision. So when he's kind of in his element and he doesn't think so much, he can make some really good plays. He's been really good so far. He's a rookie, though, and so you can see him thinking out there, thinking the game. We've all been through that. So he's got some special ability to pass the ball, though.
You call him Wolfie?
Yeah, Wolf.
Wolf man?
Yeah.
Nice.